We need first to understand the immune system.
Personalized vaccines maximize the immune response.
The project has planted the seeds of collaboration.
Participants play an important role here.
Clinical trials are currently still not inclusive.
The vaccine aims to generate an immune response.
It's highly immunogenic.
Vigilance remains essential.
Include people with immunocompromising conditions.
Children, adolescents.
Vaccines have saved countless lives for centuries.
Hello, and a warm welcome to RBD Cove Talks, a podcast proudly brought to you by the RBD Cove Project. In this series, we will embark together on a knowledge-packed journey to explore and discuss the world of vaccine clinical trials. For each episode, we will be joined by our dedicated team of experts who have been at the forefront of this pioneering project. Together, we will understand how vaccine clinical trials work and talk through interesting topics such as inclusion criteria in a vaccine clinical trial, personalized vaccines, and what exactly immunological memory is. So, fasten your seatbelts, dear listeners, as we delve into the heart of vaccines research and development. Stay tuned for RBD Cove Talks. RBD Cove is a European project funded by the Horizon Europe program that aims to test the efficacy, tolerability, and safety of Bimervax, the vaccine for COVID-19 developed by IPRA. Penta, why have pediatric and adolescent participants been included in this trial? This is the fifth episode of our podcast series, where we will be talking about clinical trials with children and adolescents. Let's welcome pediatric infectious diseases specialist Dr. Pablo Rojo from Hospital 12 de Octubre in Madrid and Penta. For this episode, he has collaborated closely with his colleagues Musacaña Chingandu and Ricardo Melillo Verri. Welcome, Pablo, and thanks for joining us. Pablo, why are children and adolescents involved in the RBD Cove clinical trial?
The simple answer is because it's crucial. The COVID-19 pandemic has shown us that vaccines play a crucial role in safeguarding public health, and it is essential to ensure that everyone, including our younger population, is adequately protected. The RBD Cove project aims to gather crucial data on the HPRA vaccines performing in children and adolescents, and by including this age group, we can better understand the vaccine's potential impact on younger populations. As you mentioned before, I'm a pediatric infectious disease specialist, but I'm also a member of the Penta ID network. Penta is an international independent scientific network devoted to advancing research on improving the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of infectious diseases in children, and has more than 30 years conducting pediatric clinical trials across the globe, and brings that experience and extensive pediatric network into the RBD Cove project.
So, let's unravel this topic of involving children and adolescents in the RBD Cove trial a little bit.
The matter of including children and adolescents in clinical trials is incredibly important, and it is a topic that I am passionate about and I've done research, because I believe that we cannot confidently say that we have developed an effective vaccine if we have not ensured that all those who are at risk of acquiring the disease are also included in the trials that led to the development of the vaccine. And many times, children and adolescents are only included in these trials much later on, after an adult vaccine has been developed. Sometimes they aren't included at all. Children and adolescents make up a significant proportion of the population, and we can't simply ignore them when developing vaccination or medication, especially for emerging infectious diseases like COVID-19, which has and continues to evolve and pull farther and farther into uncharted waters.
So it is impossible to downplay the importance of the RBD Cove project, since it has been set up to test the efficacy and safety of the vaccine against the variants of COVID-19 through two new clinical trials.
Absolutely. And the trials rightfully involve children and adolescents because children and adolescents have different physiological, immunological characteristics from adults and even behavioral. We can't just assume that a vaccine that is safe for adults necessarily means it is safe for children and adolescents. and we have several examples from previous experience. Their immune systems are still developing, and they may respond differently to vaccines. Also, the dosage that work well for adults may not be appropriate for children.
So adult formulations, although safe and effective in adults, aren't necessarily the best options for children and adolescents.
That is right. And without specific clinical trials involving this age group, we can be certain of the safety and efficacy of these medications and vaccines in children and adolescents. It is essential, therefore, to gather evidence-based data to make informed decisions about vaccines usage in each age group. Also, the adult trial participants as well as the general public should always be informed of the clinical study findings. However, there is currently little in the way of practical advice and practice-specific literature regarding how to share these results with pediatric trial participants and the larger pediatric community in an age-appropriate manner. Nevertheless, we should focus on this issue as well as after the publication of study results. This is essential. Communication is nowadays essential. So by conducting these clinical trials, which include children and adolescents, we are ensuring that they too receive the best protection against infectious diseases. The RBD-COV clinical trials is including children and adolescents, not just as a scientific necessity, but also because it is an ethical responsibility. By including them in the trial, we prioritize their health and well-being and pave the way for a healthier future. If we want to achieve widespread community and control infectious diseases effectively, we must continue our commitment to evidence-based research that includes everyone, the old and the young.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pablo Rojo. That's everything for today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us for our next discussion with Juan Fran Cabrera and Arda Carapinar from the European AIDS Treatment Group.